KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, bringing buyers and sellers together for over 40 years from Nanilchik, Happy Valley, Anchor Point, Homer, and across Catchback Bay. All current area listings are online at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294.
Today is Friday, May 29th, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Evening News. Alaska gubernatorial candidate Tom Begich, an Anchorage Democrat and former state senator, announced his running mate Wednesday at a Fairbanks public library. He picked Julia Nelicka to join him on the ticket. Begich says he sought someone who'd do more than check a box or fill some political role.
When I started thinking about who I wanted standing next to me as lieutenant governor, and I've been thinking about it for some time, I wanted to be sure it was somebody who would lead Alaska as a partner with me.
Nelicka, who was raised in Nenana, worked as the Alaska State Director for the U.S. Department of Agriculture during the Biden administration. She ran unsuccessfully for Alaska House in 2020 as a Democrat. The pair's speeches covered priorities like making Alaska more affordable, investing in education, and responding to the needs of communities in all corners of the state. Alaska lieutenant governors are tasked with supervising the state's division of elections, and in a brief interview after the event, Nelicka said she wanted to ensure the votes of people living in rural Alaska are counted.
We really need to make sure that our rural communities are empowered to be part of our voice of Alaska, and to make sure that they are helping to make those decisions about our public officials.
She criticized Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy's veto of an election reform bill the legislature passed earlier this year. Dunleavy said it contained changes the Elections Division warned would be extremely difficult, if not impossible, to implement ahead of this year's elections, and a legislative override vote failed. Begich is one of three Democrats in the Republican-dominated field vying for the Alaska governor's office. Dunleavy, the incumbent, is term-limited and cannot run. Many of the 18 candidates to replace him are still on the hunt for a running mate, a requirement ahead of the June 1st filing deadline. Leptospirosis is a widespread disease in the lower 48 that can be deadly to dogs. For the most part, veterinarians say it isn't a problem in Alaska yet, but as KMXT's Catherine Irving reports, some vets are pushing for dogs to get vaccinated now.
Leptospirosis is a bacterial disease that spreads through contact with infected surfaces, like contaminated water, animal carcasses, or other bodily fluids. The bacteria can infect a wide range of animals, but it's particularly dangerous for dogs. Greg Kloster is the medical director at the Alaska SPCA in Anchorage. He says leptospirosis can cause kidney and liver failure, which can be fatal.
I used to practice down in the lower 48 and saw a couple cases of leptospirosis, and it's a hard thing to see.
The disease can also spread to people from dogs and between infected people. According to Nina Hansen, the attending veterinarian at the University of Alaska, cases are treated very seriously in the lower 48.
So I came from Illinois, where there's Leptospira all over the place. We had them in our ICU. We treat them as a biohazard because we don't want any of the vets or people to get infected.
But when she moved to Alaska in 2007, the owner of the clinic she worked at told her the disease didn't exist here, until it did.
I got involved with a project with Fish and Game, and Fish and Game was actually harvesting some caribou to just kind of assess their health. And one of these caribou, we cut open the kidney, and it was full of pus.
They sent that kidney off for analysis and found it was infected with Leptospira bacteria.
So I remembered that conversation with the clinic owner that was probably 5 years prior, who said, we don't have it here. And I was like, well, look, we're wrong. We have it here.
So leptospirosis does exist in Alaska. Cases have remained pretty sporadic over the past 10 years, but of every community in the state, Kodiak has had the most. Hannah Harper is a certified veterinary technician at the Kodiak Veterinary Clinic. She says there isn't research yet on why Kodiak has had more cases than elsewhere, but there are a few potential reasons.
Kodiak's very wet, rain, puddles. stagnant water everywhere, and we have a lot of wildlife too. So I think all those factors kind of just increase the potential.
She adds that Kodiak's Coast Guard base brings a lot of people and dogs in and out of the state, so dogs could be bringing the disease from the lower 48. According to data from the state veterinary department, a Kodiak dog died from leptospirosis for the first time in 2019, and another Kodiak dog died from the disease the following year. According to Harper, both dogs were staying at fish camps when they were infected. Harper says that they have had several suspected cases in dogs since then, but none that have tested positive for the disease. She says that because mild symptoms of leptospirosis can look a lot like other illnesses, fever, lethargy, vomiting, diarrhea, people might not bring their pets to the vet, and vets might not test for it.
I think it probably has been here. We just haven't had the information, you know, to say positively.
She says the Kodiak Vet Clinic started vaccinating for the disease about 4 years ago. They've made it a part of their puppy vaccine package and recommend it for all dogs who spend a lot of time outdoors. Even though the disease hasn't become widespread in mainland Alaska at this point, the Alaska SPCA also decided to make leptospirosis one of their core vaccines at the end of last year. Competitive sled dog races across the state, like the Iditarod, also require that every competing canine be vaccinated against the disease. Hansen with the University of Alaska thinks that's a good call.
Why not just get ahead of it and start vaccinating our dogs for it before it becomes a big problem? Because it lives in water. And as the climate gets warmer and as we have warmer summers and standing water for more months of the year, I think it's going to get worse.
Other than getting their dogs vaccinated against the disease, Hansen says dog owners can decrease the risk by keeping their pets away from standing water, like puddles and ponds. And if dogs or their owners are showing symptoms, she says to go to a vet or doctor right away. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Catherine Irving.
And that's it for tonight's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer, 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO and online at kbbi.org. News tips and story ideas can be emailed to news at kbbi.org. Coming up tonight on KBBI at 7 p.m. is Baking Friday with David Snyder, and at 9 p.m. Blues Etc., hosted by J.O. And there is still time for vendors to apply for this year's Concert on the Lawn, and we're looking for volunteers to help with the event. Volunteers will get free admission to the concert. Applications are available on our website, kbbi.org. KBBI is also still accepting submissions for art for this year's members' mug. You can find the rules and a template at kbbi.org. Thanks for listening, and good evening.